Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Dr. Paul Posnack tells us about upcoming concerts of the St. Martha Yamaha concert series. Chef Norman Van Aken dishes up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Dedicated to encouraging the pursuit of excellence in performance, teaching, and research with a commitment to creativity, critical thinking, entrepreneurship, and interdisciplinary collaborations, the FIU School of Music continues to provide an innovative, comprehensive musical education of the highest artistic and academic standards. With us today to discuss the renowned music school and its upcoming concerts is Dr. Orlando Garcia. He is director of the School of Music and director of the Music Composition Program. And Orlando, great to have you back with us.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Ed. Thanks so much.
Now, let's start off with having you describe the School of Music. Tell us about the various departments. Multi-genre music school, of course.
Definitely. We have really a very encompassing School of Music. We have degree programs. Obviously, we give bachelor degrees, bachelor's of music degrees, bachelor of arts degrees in a variety of areas. And we also have a master's program, a master's of science program in music education, and a master's of music program with a bunch of different areas. And we have aspirations for a doctoral program coming down the road. We're working on that at the moment. Within each of those degree programs, let me say a little bit about some of the different tracks, if you will, or different majors within them. Obviously, we have all the performance areas. So if you're a performer, whether you're a string player, whether you're a wind percussion player, keyboard player, vocalist, obviously, we have degrees in those areas and excellent faculty teaching in each one of those areas. We also have music education, as I mentioned before. And maybe what I should do is maybe mention some of the faculty as I'm telling you about these programs. Our music education program is incredibly innovative and forward-thinking. We have two excellent educators in that program, Kathy Benedict and Patrick Schmidt, who have just come to us in the last 3 years or so. So that program has been revamped, and it's I'm so proud of it. Those two faculty members are extremely strong. They're fantastic teachers, and they're tremendous researchers. They're on the cutting edge of music education research. They're also very much involved with community engagement, which I'll talk about a little bit,
perhaps
a little bit later as I get through the different areas that we have. So music education, very strong. Again, I mentioned our performance areas. Our performance areas in the string area, we have the Amernay String Quartet in Residence. Those are the faculty. So if you're a student studying strings, you'd be studying with an incredible string quartet. We also have Robert Davidovich, who's also an artist in residence, an incredible violinist who's recorded with Yo-Yo Ma in the
past. He's been with you for a while.
He's been with us for a while, and he's a fantastic, fantastic player, wonderful teacher. And in that program, we also have Luis Gomez Imbert, an incredible contrabass player, originally from Venezuela, who actually, just to put a plug in, will be performing a work of mine for two contrabasses and orchestra with the Miami Symphony in April 4th and 5th, one of those concerts at FIU and another one at the South Florida Performing Arts Center. So that gives you an idea of the string program. Our keyboard program, piano program is, again, fantastic. We have Kemal Gekic, who's an artist in residence, probably renowned as one of the best interpreters of the music of Franz Liszt.
It's wonderful
in the world.
That South Florida can retain these great musicians.
It's amazing, and Kemal's been with us for quite a while. Jose Lopez, who was the pianist for the Florida Philharmonic for many years and a tremendous soloist, has just put out a couple of fantastic CDs, is with us, and he's in that area. Joanne Schulte is our primary organ faculty member, and she's, again, a fantastic organist. Later on, I'll mention the concert that she's been able to organize with a tremendous organist coming in later in January to feature the wartime organ that we have, which
the
is
wonderful
an incredible,
pipe organ.
Incredible pipe organ that we have, one of the largest in the Southeast. So the wind area, again, is just not to be left behind. The wind area is just fantastic faculty in the wind area. Right now we have a new conductor for the wind ensemble this year, Brenton Austin, who's extremely gifted. Barry Bernhardt runs the area. He's the director of the marching band, which, you know, again is a huge arm of any university. A very important arm of any university. And we have Jim Hacker, our trumpet teacher, who's first call trumpet teacher in the community. Fantastic trumpet player, and he's also running the big band. So he does both classical and jazz. And again, a number of faculty on each instrument. I won't go down the line because I'll be here all afternoon. So our performance area, again, very, very strong. The voice area, again, is part of the performance area. We have a tremendous opera workshop. This year we'll be doing Kurt Weill's Street Scenes, which is a really fantastic, probably his best, certainly his most heralded and often performed work. That's March 1 and 2 coming up. Robert Dundas runs that area. He's a fantastic tenor, fantastic opera director. Kathleen Wilson, also on in that area. Again, a very gifted soprano and fantastic teacher. So that area is very, very strong. We have also a very fantastic choral conductor, Mark Aliopoulos, with us this year. And he's done a tremendous job. In fact, if you're interested and available tonight, we're doing The Messiah, and Mark will be conducting quite a bit of that.
Will that be at the Wertheim?
At the Wertheim Performing Arts Center.
What time?
7:30.
Mm-hmm.
7:30. There's still a few tickets left, although from when I checked yesterday, they're going fast. So.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in The Messiah, and it's a holiday concert. The choir will be singing in the first portion, holiday choral works, and then the second half will be the Christmas version of The Messiah. So the choirs, again, are very strong, vocal area very strong. We also have a music technology area, and that's run by my colleague Jacob Sudol, who's a fantastic composer and just a whiz with technology. He's really tremendous. That area is really a fast-growing and very exciting area. The students there do incredible things, design software, design hardware, create instruments, electronic instruments, create applications. I sit on some of the panels for the research classes where the students present, and I'm there with my colleague to critique.
Is your electronic ensemble under that program?
Well, the laptop ensemble, yeah. The laptop ensemble performs as under that that area, the music technology area. And so I've seen students create applications, for example, to help students with ear training, you know, using your iPhone so that you can sing a melody and it'll track to see if you're singing it properly or not. So there's some exciting things in
I'm
that
always
area.
Amazed at some what's
things.
New.
Yep. And, of course, we have a very strong music business program because, I think we were talking a little bit earlier, Karen Fuller is back with us in the School of Music. She was
great
working.
Educator.
She's a fantastic educator. Was working in the college as a fundraising officer for a few years. And, you know, she left us to do that. And then she's come back. And we're extremely happy to have her. We're starting a new master's of music in business with emphasis on production and some management administration.
So perhaps a future graduate might be running the Arsht down the road.
Who knows? That would not surprise me in the least.
But that's what they're groomed for. That's
exactly.
Magnificent.
Exactly. So we're very excited about that program that will be opening up now very soon. Speaking of programs opening up soon, we're also working on our master's online in music education. Again, Patrick Schmidt, one of our educators that I mentioned earlier, is developing courses online. There are already a bunch of them online. We're just trying to finish the whole degree so that you could take the classes all, you know, and never have to set foot on campus or rarely set foot on campus. Of course, the jazz program, we have a jazz major there. The jazz program is extremely strong. Our big band played last year at the Jazz Roots series.
Great big band.
Big band.
I saw them. They were great.
And with Paquito and John Faddis, that was a fantastic concert last March. We're very, very proud and excited. We have Gary Campbell running that area, who's a tremendous saxophonist, jazz educator, you know, first call saxophonist for Miroslav Vitus of Weather Report.
He plays with him
a lot in the summers, tours with him. Of course, Michael Orta, who everybody knows, is an incredible jazz pianist.
Michael and his brother, Nicky, superb.
Incredible. Latin Grammy nominees, etc. He runs the Latin jazz group, so you can imagine our Latin jazz ensemble is incredible.
Top notch.
And then we have Jamie Ousley, fantastic young bass player, who's just joined us about, I think, 2-3 years ago now. And he just had a CD come out that was top 5 list on the jazz list for I don't know how many months. So we're very proud of him as well, obviously. And so that's the jazz area. I run the composition program and with my colleague Jacob Sudol, because there's some overlap between technology and composition continually for young composers. You have to be very savvy with technology as well.
We heard a portion of your piece, Fragments.
Fragmentos del Pasado, yes. Fragmentos del Pasado.
Opening up the segment.
Yeah, that's a piece for classical guitar and string quartet that was recorded by a Mexican classical guitarist, Jaime Marquez, and the Latin American String Quartet.
It's amazing that you find enough time to pursue your own career as a composer.
Well, yeah, sometimes sometimes it gets a little dicey sometimes, yeah. But no, I'm able to somehow. You know what it is when you have great players asking, you know, commissioning or asking for pieces, you mm-hmm. find the time to do them because yeah. you have project after project, and it keeps sure. you going. So you have to make time for it, but. So in essence, let me just say like one or two real brief things about the School of Music. First of all, we have a beautiful facility. Anybody who's been to the Wertheim Performing Arts Center, our concert hall is second to none. It's a spectacular space. The acoustics are incredible. It's a fantastic place to play if you're a student or a faculty member for that matter. And the Wertheim Performing Arts Center also has two other halls. We have a recital hall and an instrumental hall. Recital hall, I'm currently in the process of renovating and upgrading so that it'll be sort of a mini concert hall. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm having permanent seating installed because right now the seating is not permanent. It's more often used as a classroom. Mm-hmm. This will give us, the opportunity to have a much more plush space. I'm also going to be installing cameras like we have in the concert hall. The concert hall has a fixed camera and three tripod cameras so we can live stream. Last year we live streamed 8 or 9 events. This year our live streaming will be taking place in the spring, and we're trying to set it up so that most of the events will be live streamed.
Exciting things going on at FIU, the School of Music. For more info, music.fiu.edu, or you can call them directly at 305-348-2896. We wrap up our first segment with Dr. Orlando Jacinto Garcia, and we will be back with more. Stay with us. Listening to the music of Dr. Orlando Jacinto Garcia, director of the FIU School of Music and director of their music composition department, and our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. Orlando, what is the name of that piece?
It's called Celestial Voices or Voces Celestiales. And as I mentioned, that's the piece for two contrabasses. Even though it sounds like really high harmonic flute sounds, those mm-hmm. are two contrabasses playing at the beginning.
Ah, overtones
piece.
Or
yes,
something?
Yes, harmonic.
Now, that will be performed?
In April 5th, and I believe it's either 4th and 5th or 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday in April, by the Miami Symphony Orchestra.
Wow. Look
and,
out for that.
With Luis Gomez Imbert and Jeff Bradetich, two tremendous bass players, just monster bass players. And at Miami, one of them will be at FIU, our Wertheim Performing Arts Center, and then the following performances at South Florida Performing Arts Center.
You at FIU in the School of Music, you usually start your concert season in August, so mm-hmm. you've given us a lot of magnificent music. But it continues through mm-hmm. April of every season, and this year's theme is the immigrant experience. Talk briefly about that.
Well, the immigrant experience, the themes usually are developed by our faculty, and we have a brainstorming session, and this year we like to do themes that allow us to focus, but at the same time give us some latitude. And mm-hmm. so the immigrant experience is pretty broad, actually, I mean, mm-hmm. when you think about it. I mean, when you look at the composers in Europe and what they had to go through, even going back through centuries, there's lots of great composers that really were immigrants. I mean, mm-hmm. You can think about Chopin, you can think go into the 20th century and think about Stravinsky, you can think about... I mentioned Kurt Weill earlier, mm-hmm. So there's tons of composers that do that. So it kind of helps us to focus the programs. So in the fall, we had concerts already that focus that. As I mentioned, Kurt Weill's Street Scene is coming up as well. So we have that type of thematic, which I think focuses the events. Let me say a few things about, if you want, let
yes.
me say a few things about some of the upcoming events. Like I mentioned,
please.
Tonight, the Messiah concert is on. So again, if
at the Wertheim
Performing mm-hmm. Arts Center at 7:30, there's still a few seats available. Our hall holds like 600 people, and mm-hmm. but as of yesterday, they were somewhere between 450 and 500 already taken.
Oh, it'll be sold out.
So it'll be probably sold out.
Oh,
but if
I can
you're
guarantee
interested,
you.
If you're interested, music.fiu.edu, and you can check that out. After that, I'll say a few things about January, just to give you a little orientation, if you
mm-hmm.
want. In January, my festival, the New Music Miami Festival, which is a festival I've been doing for almost 20 years, in different flavors, so to speak, begins. And that festival is a series of concerts, 8 or 9 concerts every spring. And it starts in January with 1 or 2 concerts, and then a couple of concerts in February, March, and April. So what's coming up January 17 is the kickoff concert with pianist Keith Kershoff, who's a tremendous pianist. And that concert will be taking place at the FIU Miami Beach Urban Studios, 420 Lincoln Road.
Another
space where we...
Community space
exactly,
that you're
exactly.
utilizing. Wonderful.
So, and in fact, maybe I'll take just a second
okay.
to digress. And just mention a little bit about what we're doing with community engagement, because that's a really big part. Community outreach is a big part of what we do. We have a very good partnership with the Miami Music Project. We have scholarship students that work with their kids at the Doral Center and their Little Haiti Center. And in fact, the relationship is such that even this year, James Judd, who's their artistic director, mm-hmm. is a guest artist faculty for us. And he's working with our conducting students and with our orchestra. So we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. We've also started a music preparatory program for kids to adults, anyone who wants to learn instruments, et cetera. That's opening up in January through our professional and community engagement division.
More information at music.fiu.edu.
Yes, there's a link there. Yes, there's a link there that says preparatory. You hit it and you got it. We've also started a string project. We've received some support from the National String Teachers Association to start a program where we teach young kids grades 3 through 6 how to play string instruments. Mm. And so that's a program, again, that just started, I think, either a week or two ago, that we're very excited about. We have about 30 kids in the program now, and the idea is to expand it over the next couple of years so that it winds up being about 80 or 90 kids, and which is a very important service for the community because, as you know, arts funding is always being cut
oh,
for
gosh.
The schools. And so this was really a big need that we're trying to fill. Before I jump back to the concerts, we do about... This year, I think we're doing about 60 master classes, and those are all open to the
public.
They're
open to the public.
And they're on the webpage, music.fiu.edu.
Free?
You click on the free, open
wow.
to the public. So if you want to, you know,
that's very
if
generous.
You want to see James Judd conducting our students or doing a master class for our conducting students, his dates are written down there.
Mm.
Not to mention all the tremendous other guest artists we have coming. So I'll jump back to the concerts just to so
please.
I don't digress too much.
And give us a sense of the wideness that... you concertize in throughout Miami-Dade County. You're down at the Pinecrest
yes,
Gardens. You're on Miami Beach with the
Urban Studios.
Studios.
FIU Miami Beach Urban Studio, 420 Lincoln Road. We have a series of concerts there. We're doing a series of concerts at Pinecrest Gardens. We do a series of concerts at Sunny Isles. Miami Beach Botanical Gardens. We're in lots of spaces throughout the community.
Great programs.
And these are primarily our faculty and our students being featured and being showcased. And it's a great experience for, you know, obviously for the South Florida public, but mm-hmm. also for our students.
Sure, practical
and
experience.
So we're very excited about that. On January 18, I'll jump back, we're mm-hmm. having a festival of jazz bands. So there'll be high school jazz bands coming. They'll get critiqued. And then our big
local
band.
Or local or national?
Local.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a local. It's mostly
you got Dillard coming down, huh?
Yes, we do actually. Dade and Broward ensembles, and then that same weekend on the 19th, we are very excited because we have a tremendous organist, Nathan Laub, who's just won the biggest prize you can win as an organist. I forget the amount, but it's like six
mm-hmm.
figures.
Hmm.
He'll be doing a recital on the 19th of January, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and that's where you get to hear the great Wertheim organ. On a little further down the line in that month, on January 22nd, a great concert with the orchestra, FIU Symphony Orchestra, and some of our jazz faculty, Mike Orta, Jamie Ousley. It's an evening of Bossa Nova Sinfonico, which is a CD that was Latin Grammy nominated just this round, and which Mike Orta and Jamie performed on. There's also some other guests, vocalist Rose Max, guitarist Ramatis Moraes, and drummer Carlo Mongo Araya.
That's a terrific lineup.
That's a great concert because it's
Rose Max is superb.
And classic and jazz because, mm-hmm. you know, you have the orchestra. So I'm looking forward to that event myself. The MRNA, of course, does several concerts. They're doing one on January 30th with pianist Heather Coltman in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day. And then again, on a little further down in February, February 4th, they're doing a concert with guests, cellist Edward Aaron, violinist Gary Levinson, and violist Rose Griffin, doing Bach and some Glazunov, and those are at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center, so we're excited about that. We also have an annual festival of bands. We're like the Festival of Jazz Bands, mm-hmm. we have a Festival of Wind Bands, and those are taking place on the February 14 and 15, where, again, some of the South Florida schools, this, is again, ties into our community engagement.
Yes. They come in. I know you're engaged with Miami-Dade County Public School System.
Definitely. And as it turns out, we are probably the biggest supplier of Miami-Dade Public School music teachers anywhere.
Bravo.
More than 50% of them have graduated from FIU.
Let's keep those programs going.
Which I think is fantastic. Again, March 1st and 2nd, the FIU Opera Theater present Kurt Weill's Street Scenes. Mm-hmm. I invite everybody to that at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center. All of our events are generally, at least if it's Monday through Saturday, are 7:30 events. Some of mm-hmm. our Sunday events are sometimes at 4. And so instead of giving you more specifics, I just invite everybody to go to music.fiu.edu. We have big band concerts. We have Latin jazz ensemble concerts. We have new music ensemble concerts. We have the laptop ensemble coming up. We have guests to the New Music Miami Festival. Bernard Ranz, Pulitzer Prize winning composer, will be with us. He'll be doing master classes and forums, which are, again, open to the public. Evan Zaporn, a tremendous bass clarinetist, will be coming down. Again, tremendous composer. He'll be doing master classes as well. We have a tremendous early music ensemble, the Collegium, the choirs. The choirs do several concerts. We have a concerto competition concert with our orchestra featuring our maestro, Grzegorz Szernowak, who's the associate principal conductor of the Royal Philharmonic. That's the caliber. In fact, I left him out when I was talking about faculty. If you're interested in conducting, that's the man. This is a gentleman that, like I say, he's the associate principal conductor of the Royal Philharmonic. I mean, how much better can you get? Mm. So there's a lot of exciting activity going on at the School of Music, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be the director there.
Oh, well, like I say, Orlando, I'm just dizzy. And there's so much information we don't have time to impart. So once again, go to music.fiu.edu to find out what this incredible School of Music at FIU is accomplishing. And many of the events are free, as you've stated. And our guest today, Dr. Orlando Jacinto Garcia, director of the FIU School of Music and director of the Music Composition Department. Thank you so much for allowing us a little time with you. For more info, 305-348-2896. Stay in touch with FIU because it's happening there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And thank you so much, Ed, for having me. I always love to come here and talk to you. You're a true jewel of the community.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now we catch up with Dr. Paul Posnack, co-founder of the St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series, now in its 10th season. Here's Charles Greenfield to tell us more.
One of South Florida's best-kept treasures, the St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series at the Church of St. Martha in Miami Shores, brings noted musical artists to the region. Directed by Professor Paul Posnack, noted pianist and transcriber of George Gershwin and Fats Waller, with well over a dozen CDs on various labels, including EMI and Naxos. Posnack is professor of keyboard performance and director of the collaborative piano program at the University of Miami's Frost School of Music. A child prodigy, he received bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees from the Juilliard School of Music, culminating in the Loeb Prize, the highest award at America's premier music school. Working with Father Wilfredo Contrera at St. Martha's Church on Biscayne Boulevard and 93rd Street, Posnack has organized excellent concerts in the 450-seat Oak Roof Sanctuary with its Yamaha C7 Conservatory Grand Piano. Past series have included Israeli duo pianist and Dranoff silver medalist Varshavsky and Shapiro playing four songs by Gershwin, arranged by Posnack for two pianos, the St. Petersburg String Quartet playing the Dvorak Piano Quintet with Posnack, and a few years ago their highly successful Baroque concert with UM's Dean of the Frost School of Music, Shelley Berg, with UM's Dr. Frank Cooper performing the Bach Double Piano Concerto. Posnack has recorded with stellar groups like the Emerson String Quartet and the Dorian Woodwind Quintet. He soloed with the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center and even gave a special concert for the U.S. Supreme Court in May 2003. Recently, I had the pleasure to talk to Paul Posnack about the St. Martha Yamaha 2013-14 concert series on their 10th anniversary season. Paul Posnack, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your relationship with the Miami-Dade Public Schools, artist visits with students, and the Parent Academy. I hear Superintendent Carvalho is a frequent attendee of the St. Martha series.
Yes, he's a very big supporter of what we're doing. Where all of the world-famous artists, ensembles, and orchestras who come to perform on our series come to the one of, or more than one, of the public schools and does a visit, performance, and interaction with the students and their teachers. And the students are and teachers are invited free of charge to come to our concerts as well after our school visitations. And we have a wonderful time and I think a real impact this way.
Now, funding is always a challenge for a small community concert series. Describe briefly your funding process.
Our funding process is go out and beg. No. We we have a very broad umbrella of funding from the Miami-Dade Cultural Foundation to the Salon Group to other organizations, foundations, and lots of individuals. Many people in our audience, even people who ordinarily would not be able financially to be sponsors, have sent in everything from $20 up to support what we're doing because it's a real community concert series. Our ticket prices are below that of what you would pay for a movie. And our reception has real food, real wine, and real atmosphere. Meet the artists, get their CDs, etc.
St. Martha's Concert Hall has beautiful wood surroundings. Could you analyze its acoustic environment and the sound it produces?
Well, it's like a giant living room. It seats upwards of 650 people. You can hear everywhere. Every single seat has good acoustics because it's a tongue and groove oak. It's like a shallow mansard roof. And on the sides are these little cantilevered stained glass windows. The altar is marble and cherry wood. It's a perfect acoustical projection. It's warm, resonant. It's the best acoustics in South Florida, bar none.
Well, that's saying a lot, even with the Arts Center. Now, you started your series Sunday, November 16th, with soprano Sandra Lopez singing your new arrangements of Canciones and Zarzuelas of Ernesto Lecuona. Mm-hmm. What is the secret of this composer, the technique for the voice here, and why does the music impress you?
Well, these are some of the greatest songs in the entire Hispanic literature. Lecuona, a great pianist, was diverted from his own career by all these great songs. Siempre en mi corazón, which became Always in My Heart, a 1942 Oscar nominee. What would have won the Academy, excuse me, except for it going to White Christmas. Siboney, Malagueña, all these great, great, great tunes.
Right.
But, you know, the published versions of these are in no way comparable to what they should be, with all of the wonderful Afro-Cuban folk rhythms. And what I've done is just to expand from the published versions and with real Latin jazz voicings and big piano solos a la Lecuona and rich piano textures and giving it a more orchestral and Latin treatment. So I think changing the nature of the way these songs are mostly performed and arranged. So, and the recording just came out. So.
The recording, I just want to mention, is to Lecuona with Love, and you have arranged this, and Sandra Lopez is singing, of course, and that is available on which?
It's available from me personally, paulposnack.com, or just call me. But it's available on iTunes, on Amazon, on Spotify.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday, December 7th at 7:30, you are bringing Valencia's Spanish Brass. What music will they be playing?
We're bringing them back again because this is one of the single handful of great brass quintets in the world, and they're going to be playing everything from Bach to Verdi, La Forza del Destino. They are masters of transcription of all kinds of literature from the Baroque to the contemporary. They're doing Lucy and Linus from Charlie Brown.
Wow.
And so you're going to have Renaissance and Baroque. And the second half are all English, American, and Spanish Christmas songs and carols. arranged especially by and for Spanish Brass.
Now, Sunday, February 9th at 3, you're going to bring the Vida Guitar Quartet from England. There'll be Gershwin, Defia, Scottish and Yiddish dances. And then on Sunday, March 2nd at 3, you're bringing in two duo teams. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the concert in February and in March.
Okay, well, the concert in February 9, Vida Guitar Quartet are, again, like the Spanish Brass, one of the great guitar ensembles in the world. They've just been receiving rave reviews everywhere all over the globe. And they also are masters of transcription and will be doing an amazing kind of eclectic mix of repertoire. But we haven't had a guitar ensemble in all of our years, in our 10 years. By the way, this is our 10th anniversary year of our series.
Congratulations.
The duo concert, again, will feature, as we have done in the past, the winners of the Murray Dranoff International Two Piano Competition, the major competition for two pianos in the world. And not only will be presenting you and Kim, the wonderful second prize winners, but two of the judges who are world-renowned duo pianists, Peter and Volker Stenzel. So you're going to have piano four hands, piano six hands, and I'll join in a little bit here, and piano eight hands, and it'll be a great program.
It's going to be a piano slam, I'll tell you. Yeah. And you close the season Saturday, March 29th at 7:30 and Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. with flautist composer Nestor Torres, pianist composer Miguel Aquila, and Paul Posnack. It's called a Caribbean celebration.
Yes. Well, there are three important figures here. Well, of course, Nestor Torres was well known as not only a great jazz flautist, but also a wonderful composer and arranger. And he was going to be doing a special piece for this occasion and for St. Martha's. Miguel del Aguila, who is a rising young composer, originally from Uruguay, and Tanya Leon, who is a major artist from Cuba originally, Cuban-American New Yorker. And then I'll be participating. So it's Uruguay, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and New York. And it'll be a Caribbean festival.
Paul, I can't wait to see the people dancing in the aisles. And I want to thank you for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks, Charles. Great to be with you.
The St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series 2013-14 and founding artistic director Paul Posnack are hardly secrets anymore. And for good cause, since their programming and extremely reasonable ticket prices make them one of the best deals and events in town. Additionally, their sanctuary setting and atrium reception space make for an ideal weekend musical treat. To purchase tickets, call 305-458-0111 or click on their website, stmartha.tix.com. You can also get tickets at the church office or at the door. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Ed Bell with you. And now, Chef Norman Van Aken gives us a word on food.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, menudo. Long before any boy bands tormented or tantalized the radio airwaves, depending on your musical tastes, the food menudo, a soup stew, was a siren song sung to me for the first time back in my younger days in a little grocería named La Bodega in Diamond Lake, Illinois. Maybe it was the alleged attributes of menudo being able to cure a hangover that first led me to its pleasures. It must have been something strong to convince me. Menudo is not made with things I normally consumed in my boyhood. No hangover is required at all anymore for me to long for some of that homemade restorative soup. And I had a hunch I'd find some of that in Homestead, where one can find the best concentration of Mexican food to be found in either Dade or Monroe counties. My granddaughter's first birthday had arrived, so we wended our way south once again to gather with the combined, via marriage, clans of Van Aken and Yaber. Menudo belongs to a family of soups that one might consider nearly dangerous. But in our newly and justifiably lauded nose-to-tail cooking world, it appears that many adventurous foodies are branching out and allowing and even clamoring for all kinds of cuts, parts, anatomical oddities of bona fide deliciousness. We arrived in Homestead and entered a new favorite Mexican restaurant. It is hardly new to its customers, but new to my patronage, and I am hoping for a long-term relationship with her. I ordered from the straightforward menu, and soon honeycomb tripe poked its geometric patterns above a red broth directly under my smiling face. Chili powder flecks bloomed in my soup spoon. A small plate of cut limes, diced jalapenos, and sweet onion were served alongside by a confident teenage girl. It seemed a beer might not be completely out of line despite the early hour, but I demurred, remembering the long drive ahead. I knew that I might not have ordered this soup had it not come with the amazing handmade tortillas served here as well. Or maybe I would have. But the woman I saw making them through the open window of the kitchen spoiled me when it comes to the world of tortillas, at least in terms of South Florida. I would withstand a border patrol to get at some I've had in Mexico. In addition to the tripe, or cow's stomach, if you prefer, it is the life-affirming goodness of soups such as these that I find nearly celestial. I was discussing the nose-to-tail concept with a friend of mine named Julia, and our joint agreement resolution made over some excellent mezcal one night in a Coral Gables pork-centric establishment was that it should be applied to the world of vegetables and tubers as well. Too often we only use parts of the vegetables and discard others unnecessarily. Julia and I toasted our insight. Who knew mezcal was brain food? Salud! There is a wonderful new book out called Roots. It is part cookbook and part reference book. It is encyclopedic and also beautifully illustrated. The author is named Diane Morgan. I am in love with this book maybe as much as I am in love with Menudo. I'm beginning to conjure up ideas about inserting some of the amazing roots she so lovingly writes about onto the sturdy frame of this all-encompassing soup. Then at least my wife, Janet, will have something more to enjoy as she dodges the tripe I lust after, allowing herself only the broth so far. Menudo, I can hear you singing my song. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Norman Van Aken is the author of My Key West and is also the director of restaurants for the Miami Culinary Institute and Tuyo in downtown Miami. Please tune in tomorrow morning at 8:34 on Weekend Edition to hear Sandwiches. And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, tell me about the fabulous Florida Keys.
Ed, there are so many things happening in the fabulous Florida Keys. Let's just get right to the schedule of events.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, through December 22nd, an opportunity to have your photograph made with a dolphin. What a wonderful Christmas greeting card that this is. It's part of the Dolphin Research Center's Meet the Dolphin program, and you can bring your own Santa hats, your reindeer antlers, whatever else that you want to use while posing, and it is at the Dolphin Research Center. That's mile marker 57 on Grassy Key in the Marathon area down in the Middle Keys. Through December 14th, the Marathon Community Theater is presenting Mama Won't Fly. It's kicking off the 2013-14 season. It's a ferociously funny and family-friendly show. Great theater in the Middle Keys. Through December 31st, down in Key West, it's the Key West Bite Before Christmas holiday celebration. Each night, live holiday music, games for kids, holiday cheer, chance for pictures with Santa, and a very unique Christmas treat made of lobster traps.
Whoa!
And through April 30th at the Key West Custom House, the premier museum for the Key West Art and Historical Society, it's Tennessee Williams, the playwright and the painter. Of course, Tennessee Williams lived in Key West for so long, and to mark the 30th anniversary of his death, the Custom House is exhibiting a number of his paintings, revealing a different facet of his life and his talents. Of course, the Custom House is located at 281 Front Street. It's open daily from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It will be closed on Christmas Day. Also, the Key West Art and Historical Society is presenting Key West Collects Anything Goes. It's an inspiration from the famous Cole Porter musical. The Custom House is displaying a wide array of knickknacks, curios, ornaments, trinkets, and baubles, and artwork owned by members of the local community. That continues through March 31st. Up in Big Pine and Lower Keys, through the 14th of December, a Little Keys color exhibit at the Artists in Paradise. And again, that's located on Big Pine Key. Back down to Key West we go through December 14th. The Key West Fringe Theater is presenting a very unusual play that looks at love relationships. Unfortunately, the name is not appropriate for public radio. Go to the Keys website at flakeys.com to see a little bit more in terms of what we're talking about and link on to the studios of Key West. That's where the presentation is going to be, again, through December 14th. Tonight down in Key West, the Keys Chorale Holiday Concert is at the Key West United Methodist Church. That's at the corner of Eaton and Simonton Streets. Big doings up in Alamorada this evening at Founders Park. It's the Florida Keys Holiday Festival. It starts at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, continues through 10 p.m. There's a big Holiday Fest parade that begins at 7 p.m. And by the way, it's going to snow in Alamorada tonight. Head back down to Key West this weekend. It is a Fort Teller pirate invasion. Arrgh! It's 3 days of piracy at Fort Zachary Teller Historic State Park, and it continues through Sunday. The Red Barn Theater this evening is presenting Stand Up with a Little Class. It is the 34th season opener of the Red Barn Theater. It features comedian Eddie Sarfazzi and his stand-up comedy workshop. Tomorrow down in Key West, the Key West Writers Block presents a book signing event. It'll be at the Smokin' Tuna Saloon. There's 20 different authors that will be there for this book signing event. We don't have enough time to mention them all. December 8th, back up to Alamorada, so we're talking about Sunday, the second Sunday, Pickin' in the Park. It's a bluegrass jam for all ages and all skill levels. Starting on Sunday through April 26th, the 18th annual Sculpture Key West, a great art exhibit. It showcases the work of leading contemporary sculptors at the 56-acre Fort Zachary Taylor State Park. December 12th, as we move on out of this weekend, the Found Footage Festival at the Tropic Cinema. It's an acclaimed touring showcase of odd and hilarious found videos. It'll be making its very first appearance in Key West. At two art events up in the Big Pine and Lower Keys area. First of all, the Big Pine and Lower Keys Island Art Festival. That's on December 14th. That'll be on the Lower Keys Chamber of Commerce grounds. That's mile marker 31 Oceanside. And very close by at mile marker 30, the Artists in Paradise presents the Holiday Arts and Crafts Show. Back down the Key West at December 17th to January 11th, the Waterfront Playhouse will be presenting Leading Ladies. From the author of Lendley a Tenor, Leading Ladies is the hilarious comedy about two down-on-their-luck British Shakespearean actors who impersonate the long-lost nieces of a wealthy American dowager in order to inherit her money. Say that five times really quickly, by the way. Sounds like Ron Burgundy. Up to Alamorada on December 18th, the History of Diving Museum is presenting Women Divers Behind the Scenes. It's part of the History of Diving Museum's monthly Immerse Yourself series. Starts at 7 o'clock, and it's a freebie. And all up and down the Keys, there are lighted boat parades to celebrate the holiday season. And, of course, when we are talking about New Year's Eve, you got to go to the Florida Keys. Fireworks celebrations up and down the Keys, but some of the most unique answers to New York's Times Square ball drop that you'll see anywhere in the world. Starting with, number one, the pirate wench that descends on the tall ship mast at the Schooner Wharf Bar and Grill. Number two, the conch shell drop at Sloppy Joe's Bar. And then number three, the key lime wedge that gets tossed into a giant margarita glass. That's at the Ocean Key House Resort and Marina. And finally, the piece de resistance, of course, is Sushi the Drag Queen, who descends from the balcony at the Bourbon Street Pub Complex to the floor in a facsimile of a big red woman's shoe, only in Key West. And all those activities, by the way, are preceded by the annual Dachshund Walk. That'll be at noon. That'll be in Key West as well. I'll tell you something, Key West and the Florida Keys have become one of the most popular venues for New Year's Eve activities anywhere in the world, and now you know why. And much more information on the Florida Keys website on these and many, many other events. It's flakeys.com.
We say a big thank you to Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council for all of that information. Happy holidays, Andy.
And happy holidays and a happy new year to you. We'll talk to you in 2014.
Jazz pop soul superwoman Nicole Henry presents a Joyful Sound holiday concert to benefit the Miami Children's Initiative. It takes place Saturday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. at the Colony Theater, 1040 Lincoln Road on Miami Beach. For more information, go to the Colony Theater, miamibeach.com website, or NicoleHenry.com. CultureShockMiami.com gives students ages 13 through 22 access to the arts by providing inexpensive tickets to events such as the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, performing jazz, classical, and holiday favorites, including a Christmas Pops sing-along December 15th, the piano duo You and Kim performing December 8th, and the Angelic Voices of the Miami Children's Chorus performing December 15th. Go to CultureShockMiami.com or call 305-375-1949. And we'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. And special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us. We want to hear from you, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. Once again, we'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.